Blog Talk Radio.
Fathom your greatness, O God, for your glory fills the earth. Ye, not even a sparrow falls to the ground apart from your hand. So, Lord, in your glory and in your grace, guide us in your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. We are pleased to announce that we have recently established a Bible Institute, the House of Christ Bible Institute, and the web address is www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministries, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and not be ashamed to do so. Tonight, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for your goodness, your mercy and your grace toward us as individuals and as a ministry. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the riches of your kindness, forbearance, and patience towards me, knowing that your kindness has led to repentance. I confess that I have not shown that same kindness and patience towards those who have hurt or offended me. Instead, I have held on to my anger, bitterness, and resentment toward them. Please bring to my mind all the people I need to forgive, in order that I may now do so. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your saving grace and the opportunity to host this show proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that laborers will join us on this spiritual journey and that every believer will abide by the Great Commission. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions or you find the lessons very interesting, you could write to us at hodminister@gmail.com or House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. And we encourage you to visit our social Christian network, where Christians throughout the world will meet to discuss issues affecting them spiritually. We also encourage you to visit our Christian bookstore, at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministries, the House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.riversofrevival.com. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from Luke chapter 10, the King James Version. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves, carrying neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down in hell. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me. And he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit, and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who is the Son, but the Father, and who the Father is, but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law, how readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that was, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise. And it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. There ended the reading of the word. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and of the Holy Ghost as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Tonight's lesson will be the continuation of understanding curses, and tonight we will speak about deliverance in the name of Jesus. Why is the name of Jesus Christ necessary in deliverance? There are some who feel that they can just command demons to come out because of who they are, or because of the authority in their title or position. Some try to appease demonic spirits by worshiping them and offering sacrifices in order to stop their activity against them. All of these are wrong approaches regarding the expulsion of demonic spirits. The name of Jesus Christ must be applied against them. People on their own do not have anything of themselves that cause demons to leave. They are not challenged by our strength, our wisdom, our knowledge, our earthly authority or riches. They only recognize and submit to true authority. That authority is in the name of Jesus Christ. It is when the believer in Jesus Christ uses the name of Jesus that demons become subject to the vested or conferred authority that is upon us through his name. Luke 10 verse 17 through 20 says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Beloved child of God, you have been given the right to use the name of Jesus Christ against the enemy. Do not forget to use it, or be afraid to declare it. You have been given the right to declare his name, for Jesus said, in my name shall they cast out devils. Demonic spirits are hoping that you don't get this truth in your spirit, for it is when you do that they lose their jurisdiction in your life, and those things that you remove them from in Jesus' name. Although demons are in rebellion against God, yet that rebellion authority, which is applied by his sons and daughters through the name of Jesus Christ. So many ministers of the gospel and other Christians are preaching and teaching foolishness. We talk about becoming successful business people, owning all the land, having more money, how to get your boss to give you a raise, telling people that your problems are going to soon get better, while hardly ever mentioning the name of Jesus. And then say that this is the work of the Lord. This is utter nonsense, beloved. Jesus Christ's name must be preached and declared. There are issues with finances, other problems, sickness, lack, and brokenness, often of demonic roots, and kind words are not enough to stop the demonic spirits that are causing them. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that must be declared in faith that will alleviate their problems. This is what happened with Philip, the deacon turned evangelist, when he went down to Samaria and preached Christ. Acts 8, verses 5 through 8 says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Beloved, I am sure that the people of that city faced some of the same issues that people faced today. Yet Philip gave them the remedy, which was Jesus Christ, causing demons to flee due to the authority in his name. This brings us to a question. Can a spirit that a person desires to keep be cast out in Jesus' name? In Acts 16, verses 16 through 18, we find that the Apostle Paul, casting out a spirit of divination that a person allowed to operate through them. It reads, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsayings. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour." How did Paul cast out this spirit of divination that this person allowed to operate through them? Isn't it true that a person can allow a spirit to function in and through them, giving us no right to cast it out of them? Yes, it is true in most aspects. We can often stop their functions, but yet not remove them from a person who welcomes them. In the above text of Scripture, Paul was allowed to cast the spirit of divination out because it was coming against him and trying to impede or stop the work of the Lord that he was called to do. Had she kept silent against Paul and Silas, Paul would have had no right to cast it out of the girl. Yet because the spirit of divination used the girl to come against God's anointed and his God's work, it lost its right to stay there uncontested. It's tried to attack the work that Paul was called to do, causing Paul to have the right to cast it out from the vessel that it would use to do that. This should make clear to us that when those who have spirits try to come of the child of God, then that child of God has the right to cast them out of that person that it is using. Please know this. You cannot go around casting spirits out of every person who has them. For many welcome them to operate in and through their lives. But you can expel them from people who are used to attack you and the work that God has called you to do. Devils do not want the name of Jesus declared, for with the declaration of his name comes liberty and freedom. For this reason, they often try to use natural authorities to shut down the use of his name. Acts 4, verses 12 through 18, gives us this proof. It reads, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle had been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." Beloved, we will take a short break and come right back.
Lord, I thank you that even while I was your sinner, you came down and paid the price. The price that no one else could have paid as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing.
as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. And as we come to the end of this segment for tonight, I would like to extend an invitation for you to recommit your lives to Jesus Christ, and for those who have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Revelation 2 verse 4, Jesus warned that the Christians in a particular church had drifted away from their first love. They did not love him as they once did. Could this apply to you and me today? A little later in Revelation 3 verse 15, he warned believers in another church that they had grown lukewarm, no longer hot and passionate for him. Could he mean us? Has your love for Jesus Christ waned? Has your devotion for Jesus Christ weakened? Romans 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If we repent of our sinfulness, then confess and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we will be saved from the penalty of sin. The gospel offers us promise to save us from the penalty of sin, but we must believe it. The gospel also offers us a person in Jesus Christ who paid our penalty and deserves to be the Lord of our lives. We must receive him. Dearly beloved, I would like to invite you right now to pray to God, telling him you are ready to trust Christ to save you from the penalty of sin, and confess him as the Lord and Savior of your life. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, waiting to be your Lord and Master. I'm going to ask you to submit to him by repenting of your sins and enthrone him in the center of your heart. He will allow us no rival. Proclaim Jesus Christ. Please join me in prayer right now. But let the words be your own. Don't just repeat words as if they were spiritual chants, but speak them to the personal God who loves you enough to die for you. Let us pray. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the Holy God. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, and you would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can also request lessons from us, and we will be very happy to share them with you. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. That's R-E-D Davis. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. God bless you, and good night. My Jesus.